Was the experience of Ingushetia unique, or did it happen in other parts of Russia as well?
So the deportation also affected the Chechens, Crimean Tatars, which was, you know, the latest winner of Eurovision. She wrote her song about that. And she also, every time she makes sure, she mentions that it's dedicated to all the victims of Stalin's deportations. Karachay, Cherkess Republic as well. So it was definitely not just the English. And, well, I also, of course, have to say that during Stalin's reign, nobody was safe. A phrase that unfortunately seems to be making a comeback these days in England, enemies of the people. Anybody could be enemy of the people. Absolutely anyone, regardless of their nationality, gender, age, profession. It was a scary time to live in, and I just hope that we don't go back to that, because that would be unthinkable. How innocent people's lives could be turned upside down like that. The irony was that the pilot, Rashid Akhriyev, thought that his family would be safe in the highlands. They lived in Ukraine, in Kharkiv, so when the war started, he had them evacuated. They were flown pretty much instantly from that quite posh house that they lived in Kharkiv into the primordial village in the mountains. And it was a change that my grandmother told me about. That was a shock, of course. She was a little girl, but she remembers it very vividly, how she was instantly transported from one world into another. And he thought they would be safe there, because it really does feel like another world, another dimension in there. And unfortunately, they might have been safer in Ukraine, because people who happened to be outside of Ingushetia and Chechnya at the time of the deportation, some of them escaped that fate. So, although still some of them were actually withdrawn from the army, so they were fighting for Russia in the army against Hitler, and they were withdrawn from the front to be deported as traitors and as accomplices of Hitler. So where's the logic in that?
Yes, I mean, that was the next question, is why did it all happen? Apart from paranoia on the part of Stalin.
Well, paranoia obviously plays quite a large part, and also his big geopolitical game. It's a very difficult and a very perilous question to answer, I would say. There's all sorts of theories, and it's just something that I wouldn't try and answer. But Stalin was a paranoid dictator with a god complex. And, for example, the whole trial of the doctors. Again, where's the logic in that? And the fact that he's almost decapitated his army on the eve of the Second World War by getting rid of some of the brightest army commanders. And so I think, I wouldn't even dare look into the mind of a man like that. It's a scary place.
What's the relationship between Ingushetia and Russia now? I mean, normal probably doesn't deal with it.
Well, I think the most bitter relationship is between the English and the North Ossetians. On the government level and on the official level, Ingushetia is definitely part of Russia, and they're embracing the links with Russia. Again, it's a very complex question. I think it's definitely a culture that's very different from Russia. And on the other hand, they feel, well, let's go back into history. So in the 18th century, the English voluntarily joined the Russian Empire and they pledged their allegiance. And they feel that that treaty, that agreement that was signed at that time, that the English have never broken it. So they're still loyal to Russia despite everything. On the other hand, of course, there are people who would like independence. And of course, there's an undercurrent there. But at this time, I think today it would be very dangerous. And also people understand that economically that wouldn't work either. But you never know what will happen eventually.
So on a slightly more upbeat note, the record is coming out in, what, February?
23rd of February.
23rd of February. And it's finished?
Almost. Very, very close. So it will be finished next week, it will be finished by the end of November.
Right. And it's going to be launched officially at Cecil Sharp House on the
23rd of February 2017 to commemorate the deportation. So it's that.
That's the key date.
Yes, that is. It had to be that date. Mm. I had some trouble making sure that I get a venue for that date. In fact, I was very lucky because Cecil Sharp House was my first choice. But when I inquired, they already had something on that date. And then I started asking around and everywhere that date was already taken, and I was like, oh no, am I jinxed or something? And then Cecil Sharp House come back to me and say, oh, it's now become available. And wow, how lucky was that? So meant to be. It was absolutely crucial for me to make sure it's that particular date again, as you say, because it's an event that not many people know about, even in Russia, and it's definitely a story that needs to be told. But, you know, it's not going to be all about tragedy and injustice. It is going to be a celebration because it's such a unique culture and spirit, and there's so many aspects to it, and there's so much variety, and just so many fascinating stories that I'm trying to tell. So it's not just tragedy, it's light and dark, and I'm trying to tell the story from and talk about Ingushetia from as many angles as possible on that album.
Well, Daria, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much, Di. Been a pleasure.